The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And yes, we've been talking about money a lot this week all across the board.
For sure.
But this is the Pensacola expert panel. We don't go into politics on this show, but we do talk about money because this morning I have Stephanie Dotson, who is with Emerald Coast Coins. So this is the fun money to talk about.
This is the fun money to talk about, not the stressful stuff in the world.
Stressful. We're not going to go there today, but let's talk a little bit about fun money and a lot of what's going on right now. There has been some effect, I guess, with gold and silver.
Definitely.
So you do talk about that.
So we do talk about that. Definitely with everything that's been going on here lately, definitely played effect in the gold and silver market. Like earlier this week, it dropped. Gold this morning is back up to like $3,150.
Uh-huh.
And silver, I think, is a little over $31 an ounce. Earlier this week, silver dropped to like $29 and change, and gold was at $2,900 and something, so which is still super high for the gold. But it's a lot, it was a lot less than it has been trending.
Right.
I think all the tariff stuff or whatever played effect in that, and then the markets dropped, so the gold and silver are like, me too. Catch you later.
Oh gosh, yeah.
But they rebounded. They started rebounding yesterday. I think everybody who came in this week definitely bought on the low, so that's good. Because I'm always like, buy on the low. And so a lot of people did that, so that's great.
So they did have a lot of folks come in today.
Oh, my God. So this week, yeah, so far. And we'll see how today goes. I'm sure we'll still be busy with a lot of people buying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's like, people are like, well, does the tariffs or does the market, does that play into account with, the gold and silver stuff? I'm like, people are always going to buy regardless. They're going to buy if it's low. They're going to buy if it's high.
Mm-hmm.
That's just another way to hedge, hedge against whatever, or to stock up for retirement.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You don't have to keep it all in the market. You don't have to keep it all in the savings account.
Mm-hmm.
You can have it physically in your hand.
Okay. All right. So maybe for folks that don't know, so we're talking with Stephanie Dawson. She's with Emerald Coast Coins. So what does that mean? What is Emerald Coast Coins? Who are you?
We are a family-owned, a veteran-owned coin shop. We've been around for, I think we're going on 23 years now.
Really?
Yeah, oh my gosh. And we're just right up the road here, 1811 Creighton Road.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5. And we do, we do gold and silver, obviously, the bullion stuff. We do collectible coins, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much the error coins that everybody sees all over the internet that could be true or not be true.
And what are those exactly?
Error coins.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, misprints.
Ah.
Yes.
Error. I thought you said arrow. A-R-R-O.
Nope, error.
Error.
E-R-R.
O-R.
And
okay.
We have spelling contests.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. So yeah. You're talking about coins that have a misprint on it.
Misprint or off-centered or whatever the case may be that people can Google and see. Mm-hmm. I talk about them daily at the store because, everybody gets on the World Wide Web and they find all these things. And they're like, I'm pretty sure I have that. And I'm like, ugh.
And it's not necessarily the case.
Correct.
Okay. So they're hoping to make, thousands of dollars on a nickel.
I would love it.
Yeah. Right? But those are pretty rare and few.
They are few and far between. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say never ever because I've had customers that come in and they're like, I think I have something. And we're like, dude, you totally have something. So it
happens. That must be exciting, yeah.
It's so exciting. Like, I want you to be able to have something so you can sell it or get it graded or whatever the case may be and just have that, make money off of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude. That would be really nice right about now.
Yes. That's like, that's my goal. I want everybody to have money and be happy.
Yes, yes. Don't worry, be happy. Maybe that should be your new song.
Oh my gosh, I love that song.
That should be your new song. So how have things been? You've apparently been busy this week because of the gold situation.
Yeah, we've been super busy this week because of, like, the gold and silver. Again, people, you know, happy when it drops. Even if it drops $100, you know, that's a lot for gold.
Mm-hmm.
And silver, even if silver just drops like 50 cents or 75 cents, that's a huge drop for silver. So, yeah, we have been selling like crazy.
That's so interesting. Yeah, that's phenomenal.
Yes.
So I'm talking with Stephanie Dodson with Emerald Coast Coins. If you've got a question, maybe you've got some piece of silver or a coin or something you've always wondered, does this have a value? Or maybe just a question about collecting in general, just text in at 850-437-1620. She's always great. Has such a, I love this word, plethora of knowledge.
I love that word.
About coins and the coin business. And in those terms, talk a little bit about what's popular these days right now. And in the spring, we're coming up on Easter.
We are coming up on Easter. So I actually, you know, I do have people that come in and look for things to put in, like the little Easter eggs.
Yeah, and Easter baskets.
Yeah, little Easter baskets. We're getting close to graduation. So I have people coming in to get the 2025, you know, Silver Eagles, because that's a great little graduation present.
Oh, yeah. That's really thoughtful.
So it's so thoughtful. And, you know, I had a customer, I think I told the story once. I had a customer one time, they called on the phone. They're like, I have this coin and it says 20 on the back and it's from like 1904, maybe. It was old. And I was like, dude, that's like a gold coin. And he's like, it's just been in my garage, in my car
my
grandparents gave me. And I can't remember how much it was, but he was like, I'll be up there in like 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, one of the things she mentioned to me that I did not know was do not clean
things.
If you find, because I'll be, oh, this is nice. And I'll go right over there to clean it and make it look shiny. Don't do that,
I'm
told.
Don't do that. Don't do that with coins. Just like you don't do that with antiques. You want it to be look as natural as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it has grime on it. There are ways to conserve it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not knowledgeable enough to do that, you could definitely mess up, you know, your $1,000 coin if it were that and make it just a couple $100.
Right. So in this area, of course, we have a lot of history.
We do.
And there's a lot of possibility. I know that you have the metal detector things. Do you still have those?
We have a couple left. We are working away from that because Dad's really trying hard to retire.
Aww.
And, you know, he knows all about that stuff. My brother and I are like, we don't have time for that stuff.
Right.
We got to focus on what's at hand and the coins and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we focus on. But so we have a couple left and they could call Dad and, you know, they could call us and see what the prices are. I don't know them off the top of my head. I do know they each come with a pinpointer. So like if you're digging dirt and you can't find it, you use a little pinpointer to kind of like zone in.
Mm-hmm.
That pinpointer itself is like $125. So
oh.
You get that for free.
Okay. That's really good.
Yeah.
Okay. So in terms of collecting, so we have coins, obviously. And I was thinking the other day, I was thinking of you because I found I'm in the process of decluttering.
Oh, same.
And in that process, stumbled on my father used to collect $2 bills.
Uh-huh.
And I think I've mentioned this before. So when you're looking at paper money and the value, mm-hmm. when does it start having value? Things that are older. Because a lot of times, I'm going through my parents' stuff, right?
Yes.
So I've got all these things, and there's just miscellaneous stuff. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm just going to toss it. And I'm like, maybe I need to ask about this.
Right. So $2 bills on the whole are just $2. Especially,
of
course they're just $2.
Because I got lots of those.
They're from like 1976 are like the most common, uh-huh. most common ones we'll see. But they still print them today for whatever reason.
Interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that. I didn't realize they still print them. Okay.
They do. And so they still print them today. But, you know, most of the time they're just $2. Now, if you're looking at any bill, like any money you get in change or whatever, you can look for like crazy little serial numbers
mm-hmm.
that go like, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then that 4, 3, 2, 1, like if it goes like a...
Oh, there's a pattern of
like
some
a
kind?
Pattern.
Oh.
Yes. Like if you had like 6 7s in a row and then like 2 3s or whatever, like that would be something that would be like, oh, that's pretty interesting. Let's take that in and look at it.
Really? I had no idea that could matter.
Yes.
The serial number.
The serial numbers.
Interesting.
Now we don't, but some people will even look for like birthdays. So mm-hmm. like, you know, 8, you know, 12, whatever, you know.
Right.
So, you know, there's all kinds of little things that people look for with that kind of stuff. I don't think that's something that my brother like focuses on, mm-hmm. but like the radar notes and things like that.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay. See, I didn't know that.
It's interesting. It is interesting.
Now, what kind of, do you still find Confederate money around here?
Yeah, do you find
those older money from the British days? Because we've had been occupied by so many different flags.
Yeah.
Thus, the Pensacola Five Flags.
Yeah. We have Confederate money for sure, and we, I don't know if we have any obsolete notes like Florida and stuff. I don't know if we have any more of those right now. We sold a whole bunch not too long ago, so we're just finally replenishing our stuff. The old horse blanket, I think is what they call the bigger notes, like the $1 silver certificates, and they were huge, so that's why they called them like a horse blanket. You still get that stuff more often than not.
Right. Interesting. And so at this point, what is the, would you say is one of the most popular of that ilk, of the things that are older that you see in this area that people
like
bring to you?
Like bills or silver?
Well, maybe both.
Anything?
Oh, yeah. What's really trending, I guess, trending right now?
So everybody has been looking at the larger, older notes. There's one that has a buffalo on it, and that one's very popular. They go back further to educational notes, which I don't think we have any of those right now, but those are, they're just beautiful pieces of art. Our bills used to have beautiful pieces of art on them. So for that stuff, for the paper money, people still love the Hawaii notes or the North African notes, things of that sort. And then the Morgan dollars are like always like in.
And what do those look like?
The Morgan dollars?
Mm-hmm.
They have Lady Liberty on the front, and she's got like a piece of cotton in her hair and like a kind of like a little crown almost. It says Liberty on it. And then on the back, it's got an eagle.
Okay.
And it's, about the size of an Eisenhower dollar.
Okay. So
what an Eisenhower dollar is.
Okay. So if you see one of those.
They're fun. I like them.
Yeah. And what's your favorite? I think you've mentioned this before.
Mine is the Morgan dollar.
Okay,
the Morgan dollar
right.
is my favorite
for
the American money. And then the Athenian owl is, the Athenian owl is my favorite like coin overall. It's an ancient coin. It's got Athena on one side and her owl on the other.
Well, and I have some Kennedy half dollars.
Yeah.
And those probably are very common, I would imagine, but they're going to not be. We're getting now. That's the 60s, so.
Yeah, so if they're anything before 1970, they're going to have silver in them.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, 65 to 70, they're, they got, like, $3 or $4 worth of silver in them.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
See?
Interesting. Okay. Have you got a question for Stephanie? Because she certainly knows her coins here and from Emerald Coast Coins at Pep Talk, and that is 850-437-1620. Just text in a question.
Yeah, for sure. I'll do my best to answer anything.
So, graduation presents, what are you seeing? I love the idea of a date.
Yes,
but there are other things you could do too.
There are all kinds of stuff, and I think we talked about this last time too. Like, not even just graduation, but like we're getting into wedding season too.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
And we have like sixpence, something borrowed, something blue, a sixpence in her shoe. So
oh,
we have sixpence.
You do have those.
Yep, we have those in the store.
Oh, how cool is that? I didn't even know those existed anymore.
Yeah. Yep. So
I learn something every day.
I know. So we have like those, like, usually when people come in, if they start giving us ideas, I can find something to fit their little niche, like what they're looking for.
Uh-huh.
Like whether it's somebody's birth year or 100 years prior to their birth year, or just that's something that's unique. We sometimes get little like unique pieces and we'll be like, I think I got something for you that'll stick out. We have like Krusty the Clown right now, like silver piece from
Krusty the Clown
from the Simpsons.
Yeah. Oh,
funny. You're like, what is that? Yep, from the Simpsons.
Oh wow.
Like all kinds of just odds and ends stuff. The year of the snake, this year is the year of the snake for the Chinese zodiac.
That's
so
right. Yeah.
We have plenty, like we have a lot of those coins, which are amazing.
Really?
They're just so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually made by the Perth Mint, which is Australia.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, how interesting. Okay, so what's the most unusual that you're seeing lately? Or maybe what's your most unusual request you've ever had along these lines?
That's a hard one.
You've had anniversaries, the sixpence.
It gets hard. Like when people start looking for some birth years, they get really hard. Just like some of those earlier birth years.
Oh, yeah.
It gets really hard to find some of them. It's hard. There's one penny that we have a handful of people looking for. It's a 1977 Indian head set. That one's it's expensive. It's not inexpensive. And
what does that cost?
A few hundred. It starts off at a few hundred bucks.
A 1977 penny?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Well, that one's like a few hundred dollars, ish, depending on condition.
Oh, I have a whole jar of pennies. I need to start.
You need to look for that one.
I need to get
a list. You need to look for that
start
one.
Start looking through. That would be super helpful.
So we're always on the hunt for stuff for our customer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I feel like, too, always trying to find everything they need.
Yeah, of course. Well, I'm sure having a relationship with you, do you have some serious coin collectors in this area that you've gotten to know over the years?
Oh, definitely. We have. We actually just lost one this past week, which was super sad. We loved him so much. But, yep, we have happens, you know, but yep, we have a lot of car collectors that will come in, if not every day, like at least two or three times a week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And then in addition to coins, do you have other collection type items that you feature there too? Like, do you do baseball cards or those kinds of things?
Nope.
That's what I'm asking.
We don't do baseball cards. We don't do stamps. I know people say, well, I Googled and you pulled up. I Googled stamps and you pull up because we're in that collectible bubble.
Oh, right, of course.
So it'll just pull us
up. So you don't do stamps. Okay.
I do not do stamps.
What are some of the other items you do?
So besides coins and paper money, we have the gold backs, which is still kind of, you know, like the Florida gold backs. We have plenty of those in stock, or we have some on order if we don't have them in stock.
And what are those?
That's something that came out in 2019, and people are trying to use those as like a form of a barter, almost like trying to get back like on the gold standard. So if you pay $7 for a $1 gold back, and you went to go trade it in, you know, depending on where gold is at that day, you would get, you know, whatever its gold value is in trade.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good too.
Yes.
I need to come into your shop.
Oh my gosh.
I keep driving right by it a million times.
It's
right there on Creighton Road. You can't miss it.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure when you drive by it, we're usually like so packed too. Though,
I know.
Because
they always have cars.
Insane. Like, we'll get some of our customers, they'll come in and be like, oh my gosh, nothing's going on. And we're like, you are fired. Get out of the store. We're just finally breathing.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So if you are a person that is interested in gold and maybe never has purchased gold or silver before, do you have any advice for someone that's new and is just thinking about that now?
I definitely think it's good before you make any purchase to ask questions, sit down, you know, come and sit if we're not busy. But even if we are busy, we try to answer all the questions we can. You know, bring a notebook. I have a lot of people who will bring a notebook and take notes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, ask me all the questions or have their questions written down so they can figure out what they, you know, what they need to know. Research. I say, you know, Google's not the best place for some things, but you can still research a lot of stuff. And, you know, you don't have to always take our opinion or our prices as like, this is what it is. Check around.
Mm-hmm.
We've always been the ones to say, check around and see. You know, I personally wouldn't purchase off of like the TV stuff. However, you're your own person. You do what you need to do.
Okay. But you don't really recommend that.
I do not recommend it.
Mm-hmm. So I also am familiar with, there are a collection, like notebooks and things like that. Do you have those too? That if because I know sometimes, I got one as a kid.
Yes. So we do. We do have those little blue Whitman folders that we all got as a kid that have all those little
pennies.
That's
what I'm thinking. Yes.
We have those. We have the these newer ones called Dansko albums, and they represent, like, they show your collection really nicely because you can see the front and the back.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I have the state quarter ones. When those came out. What year did those come out?
2007. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I
it doesn't feel like 2007 was a long time ago, but it was so long ago.
It's so wild. Yeah. But I have that. I have those. Yeah.
Yes. It might have been. Yeah. I think it was 2007. My brain is like,
Well, it's all running together now.
It does. It really does.
I can't believe it's April.
So. Like, we're almost in the middle of April already.
No, I know.
It's insane.
Yeah. So interesting that with tax season coming up and that kind of thing, how does a coin collection play into your taxes then? Is that considered an asset for you? Or? I'm just curious.
So for me, whatever you do after I pay you, that's on you. If you claim it as a profit or a loss, that's between you and your tax person. Because I'm not that person. I just buy and sell.
Okay. And you also do jewelry.
We do. So we do buy jewelry, unwanted, broken, whatever. You have to get in the store before 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come in like at 3:58 with a box full of jewelry. I'm not going to look at it.
Right.
You know, a couple of pieces like right before four, you know, that's fine. We have to do paperwork for the police department.
That's right. You mentioned that before.
We have to do paperwork and make sure you're a good citizen and I'm following the rules. So and it takes time to do all that stuff. So that way, you know, that's why we put our cutoff time at 4. We would be there, you know, till 6 or 7 o'clock. And we were at one time, like a few years ago, when we were taken in when gold went up high. We were staying, it was just my dad, my brother, and I. We were there till like 6:37 some nights, and we were like, done. No, we're not doing this anymore. That's when we stopped opening on Saturdays.
Right. Yeah, you'd be
the
there
market,
all day.
Yep, the market just got too crazy, and the market's closed on the weekends, so that's why we just don't do Saturdays anymore. We're just Monday through Friday. And we put a cutoff time on taking jewelry.
Okay, so that's at 4 o'clock. So yes. Make sure you're there before then. Okay, that sounds good.
Yes.
So for someone that's just joining us, this is Pep Talk, and we're talking with Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coins. And it looks like we're having some issues with our text line this morning, so I apologize for that. If you've sent a text in, for there's a little big, when the little red thing comes up on your computer and says there's an issue.
Oh, no.
So that's what's happening right now. So I apologize for that. However, for someone that just joined, can you go over those gold and silver prices and just, we talked about the top of the show, just a little bit about where we are now and if someone is interested in buying.
Yeah, so gold right now is gold and silver, they change every second of every day. They're updating from open of market till close of market. They're updating.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody comes in to buy gold, you know, like I'll look at, we use a thing called FizzTrade, but there's an app on my phone.
What was that called?
FizzTrade.
It's
something that most of the dealers use. There's an app on my phone called Kitco, or Gold Live is how you would find it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's as close to the FizzTrade prices. So that's what we use when we're on our phone. So like right now I look at it and it says gold's at $3,171.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. And silver's at $31 and like 15 cents.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were just to Google the prices, it's going to probably say it's a little bit higher.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just because it thinks like futures. And it even will say like gold futures.
Right.
So those prices might be a little bit higher. So if you just Google it, you know, those prices don't correspond with our prices. That's why we check it. That's why we're always going over to our computer to check prices.
So it's a constantly changing thing.
It's a constantly changing thing. And we have formulas we just type into our computer and it just gives us like the answers we need. And if they can't do that, my brother can. Poor guy.
We've got to get him in here. I've not met him yet.
He's not a talker. I try.
Well, you do a great job. You're always so interesting and so full of fun facts. I just love it.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's really fascinating because it's a whole other world.
It really is. And when I started this in 2009, like I was just like, I need the job I don't have right now. Like I didn't like the job I had. And so I begged my dad to hire me. He was like, ugh, okay, fine, whatever.
I don't think he said that. I don't believe you for a second. He probably was, yahoo!
Nah. But and so then, you know, I learned as, you know, I just absorbed all the information. Now it's stuck in my brain forever.
It's a fascinating world, and it's one that I'm not that familiar. I mean, I'm one that's like dabbled in it a little bit. I have just enough knowledge probably to get into trouble.
That's how it starts. Like, you know,
but
people,
it's interesting. I mean, you know.
Yeah, and people come in, they're like, well, you know, again, I'm going to go back to the Indian head scents. Like, I found this Indian head scent, and I'm like, well, that's super cool. I have lots of them. They're like, what? I'm like, dude, I didn't realize until I started this job, like, first off, all the different coins we had.
Right.
And then secondly, how many they made of, like, each one.
Mm-hmm. What's the rarest one right now, like, worldwide? Is there one that's out there that's sort of the...
I don't know off the top of my head the rarest one would be. That's hard. I know there's, like, an 18... I think it's 1895 proof Morgan dollar, and that one's very rare.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that one's rare. In like foreign coins and stuff, I wouldn't know at all. That's like my brother's niche. I've been doing really good to learn that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying super hard to be a good sister. But, you know, so the foreign coins, I'm not sure. But
okay.
Having said that, some of the Chinese pandas that have been around for years, some of those could be worth more money.
Mm-hmm.
It's subjective. Everything is subjective. That's why I try and tell you, everything is subjective.
Okay. Well, if you've got questions or you're interested, then you need to stop by Emerald Coast Coins. So we're down to our last minute. So tell me your address, website, how they can get in touch with you, Facebook, all that fun stuff.
Yep. 1811 Creighton Road, 850-473-1515. Find us on Facebook.
All right. And your phone number?
850-473-1515.
Oh, you said it so fast, I almost missed it. Okay.
All good. Thank you.
Stephanie Dotson with Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road. Thank you so much for being here. It's always fascinating to hear from you.
Always fun.
And thanks for being here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We will be back this morning right after the news. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.